This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Dr. Anthony Fauci, President Donald Trump's highest profile authority on the coronavirus pandemic, described COVID-19 as his worst nightmare on Tuesday. He made the comment in remarks broadcast to a group of biotechnology industry executives, according to the New York Times. Fauci said the speed at which the disease moved around the globe was surprising. He said an efficiently transmitted disease can spread worldwide in 6 to 12 months. Yet, he said, and this is an exact quote, in a period of 4 months, it has devastated the whole world, and it isn't over yet. End quote. Again, that's Dr. Anthony Fauci of the president's coronavirus task force. COVID-19 is the disease caused by the coronavirus, a contagious respiratory infection that has so far sickened more than 7 million people worldwide and killed more than 408,000. Also Tuesday, Maria von Kerkhove, the World Health Organization technical lead on the COVID-19 outbreak, tried to clear up what she called misunderstandings regarding her comments on asymptomatic transfer of the disease. Monday, von Kerkhove made comments suggesting that the transmission of the coronavirus by infected people who show no symptoms was rare. On Tuesday, she said she was referring to a few studies, not a complete picture. She said, according to the Associated Press, she was talking about some 2 or 3 published studies that try to follow asymptomatic cases. According to Johns Hopkins University coronavirus statistics, the number of COVID-19 infections worldwide stands at just over 7.1 million confirmed cases. Among those cases, just over 408,000 people have died. And the United States has the highest number of infections and death from the disease. This is VOA News. Family and friends honored George Floyd at a private funeral Tuesday in the U.S. city of Houston, Texas. It's been 2 weeks since his death in police custody inspired new protests against police brutality across the country. After the funeral, Houston police escorted the funeral procession to the cemetery where Floyd was to be buried next to his mother. Houston City Hall was lit up Monday night in crimson and gold, the colors of the high school Floyd attended. Other cities lit their city halls in the same colors, including Los Angeles, Boston, Las Vegas, and New York. The public had its chance to pay respects on Monday. Thousands of people streamed through the Fountain of Praise Church to view Floyd's open casket. Memorials were also had last week in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where Floyd died, and Rayford, North Carolina, near where Floyd was born. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott was among those who paid tribute Monday. He told reporters outside the church he will include Floyd's family in discussions about police reform, and he vowed that Floyd's death will not be in vain. Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza has died after suffering what the government said was a heart attack. The Central African nation says Nkurunziza died at the Karusi Hospital in eastern Burundi late on Monday, 2 days after he was hospitalized. VOA's Central Africa service reported there was a heavy military presence around the hospital on Tuesday. Nkurunziza's wife, Denise, was airlifted to a hospital in Kenya's capital 10 days ago after contracting COVID-19, and that triggered rumors that the president had caught the disease as well. A former militia leader accused of war crimes in Sudan's Darfur region is now in the custody of the International Criminal Court. The ICC said in a statement Tuesday that Abu Kosheib surrendered himself voluntarily in the Central African Republic. Kosheib is accused of commanding Janjaweed militia that attacked Darfur villages in 2003 and 2004 as part of a counterinsurgency strategy by the government of Sudan and then led by longtime President Omar al-Bashir. The ICC issued a warrant for his arrest in 2007. It accused him of 22 counts of war crimes and 28 counts of crimes against humanity. A date for Kosheib's first appearance before the court has not been established. In a continuation of a U.S.-led push to encourage intra-Afghan negotiations, Pakistan's army chief took a one-day trip to Kabul Tuesday. General Qamar Javed Bajwa was met in the Afghan capital. He met with both President Ashraf Ghani and the chairman of the High Council for National Reconciliation, Abdullah Abdullah. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.